Despite the drought, the tomato crop has done pretty well in some places. Hello, I'm Julie Harker on Brownfield, and this is Healthy Living. Looking for a unique recipe, something you can use all those tomatoes in? Why not try the roasted tomato pasta sauce? This is a recipe shared by Jim Quinn. He's a horticulturalist for the University of Missouri Extension. He says if you're tired of first blanching tomatoes to slip their skins off as a beginning to a big batch of spaghetti sauce, try his recipe. It's much easier and it eliminates that step. He says it's also great for smaller quantities. His wife first came across this recipe and he says it's so easy that once they made it, they didn't have to look at it again. For the broiler pan oven version, use 5 to 6 pounds of tomatoes. Cut out the caps or tops of the tomatoes and get rid of them. Cut an X in the bottom of the tomatoes to let the juices run out. If the tomatoes won't sit flat, trim off the bottom so that it will, instead of cutting the X. Put a whole clove of garlic on the middle of the top of each cut tomato top. The garlic will roast in place. Sprinkle Italian herbs onto the cut surface of the tomato. Grind black pepper as well. Then sprinkle salt onto the cut surface of the tomato. Sprinkle the tomato tops and sides of tomatoes with olive oil. Roast in the oven at 400 for 40 minutes. Turn off the heat and let those tomatoes cool in the oven for 30 minutes to an hour. Then puree them, adding fresh basil or parsley. Refrigerate and use within 5 days or freeze immediately. I'm Julie Harker.